Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, gosh. Susie, it's fun to have you in here doing the news. I confess to you that last week, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, you did a story at an apple orchard.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of
making fun of me.
Well, I would say I was pointing out
that
it was interesting that we dispatched a correspondent to an apple orchard to do a story about apples.
And I think I might have said something back to you that would not be arable, because that's generally how I respond to criticism, right?
And it's also not what has stopped you before, so I don't, you know.
That's true.
I'm glad you're not saying that.
There's a button, Dan.
I'd rather not have to hit that button, but.
But then Laura told me you brought back apples.
I did.
Which then I quickly changed my tune to support your work, but. By the time I got to the newsroom, the apples were all gone. So
Sorry.
It was all for.
I'll bring you in a Honeycrisp. I still have some at home.
Are those your favorite?
They are.
Honeycrisp.
They are.
They're good.
I mean, I don't know.
They're good.
Yeah. I mean, they're so
I like. I'm not that picky with apples, to be honest.
Aren't you?
I enjoy them all.
Mm.
I'm pro apple.
Pro apple. I want to just say to our listeners, when I go out on a story, whether it be to an apple orchard or a house fire or a flower show, what I am doing is getting sound from the scene.
Yeah.
And you may not at home be able to tell, but we can tell. There is audio that is at the scene versus audio that is over the phone.
It's better. A thousand times better. Yeah.
And I like to get out. I like to meet the people. So that's the kind of person I am.
During COVID, over at TV, you know, everyone was doing these Zoom interviews.
Right. Nobody saw anybody.
And I hated them. Because it's hard to read someone's body language.
Impersonal.
It's difficult to, like, tell if someone's telling you the truth. Like, in person, you can tell. You can tell better,
I
think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't make eye contact. With the Zoom, it's like they got the fake background behind them.
You know what they're doing.
Yeah. I'm glad that we're back out in the thing, even if it is to the apple orchards. It's fine.
Well, I appreciate your approval, because really I live to, that is what I live for, Dan, is to make sure that Jason, the flippin' Russia.
Okay. Get out.
Approves. How do I look today? Did I pick a nice
You look
outfit?
Amazing today, actually. You have sort of a long, it's like a Burberry style plaid on this jacket.
It's a sharp coat. It's... You know, not a 75 degrees outside kind of coat, but you look
I know, but you sort of have to commit. I've been wearing a jacket. I just took it off because it's getting a little sweaty in here.
I will tell you that in the newsroom it was chilly, so I took a walk over to Marshall's because I enjoy Marshall's.
Yeah, you often find good deals and good stuff at
And
Marshall's.
I bought myself this cover.
I don't know.
It's a jacket. And I bought some shoes, which I did not need, but they were on sale.
It's fun to
I was going to show you them.
In Minnesota, it's sort of a requirement that if you buy something on sale and someone compliments you.
You tell them how much you spent.
Immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
How much? This? It's only 1962. You're like, huh. Jamie Yukis used to do that at work. Whenever I would compliment her, she would know, and maybe she was lying, but she would cite a price to the penny with such specificity. I'm like, I
don't believe that.
Right.
I don't believe you bought that for $12.97. But, you know, Marshall's has strange prices. So sometimes they do have stuff for $12.57.
Very good.
Anyway, I'll let you go.
Susie Jones, everybody. Live in the scene and live in the studio with the 5 o'clock news. Let's do a couple of D-Rush Hour headlines. Are you ready to do some holiday shopping this week? Already this week? Mark Riley in the, close that drawer. Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal online detailing Target's plans. Target is doing October deal days. They say there are going to be four times as many sale offers as there were last year. and on some in-demand stuff like the Xbox and toys from Disney, kitchen appliances. Starts October 6th through the 8th. Last year, they did it on the 10th. So the gamble is that people will do this earlier. Amazon is doing a two-day sale for Prime members a little later. October 11th is when they are starting. So sort of interesting to see kind of how this shakes out. Target will do a price matching offer, too. So if things go on sale closer to Christmas, you can bring your receipt back and get that price. Fascinating story in the Star Tribune about a family in Glencoe, Minnesota, who lives next to a crypto mine. In Minnesota, we know a thing or two about living next to a mine. But, yeah, that's what you expect. Star Tribune's John Ryan with the story of living next to a giant bank of computers. Eddie Gould and Sandra Olson. They've lived next to a cement plant, a canning factory, and a truck route. But they say the crypto mine rattles the fabric of their house in their yard. You can hear it 24 hours a day. It never stops. It's just computers that are nonstop humming. And these are sort of right outside if you drive through it. It's secured by a fence, and now there's an insulating thing around it. But it's all these banks of computers and cooling fans, and they just work, trying to process crypto transactions. Huge power, huge computing power, and loud fans. The owner of this is Bit49, who told the Star Tribune, look, we've tried to do what we can. We've insulated it. We've added liquid cooling. It's zoned as a manufacturing location. They said at a certain point it'd be cheaper just to buy the home of this family. After nearly 80 years as an unknown World War II soldier killed in action, St. Paul native Donald Duchene is coming home. Pioneer Press reporting his remains were identified in late June. He'll be laid to rest at Fort Snelling on Wednesday. He was just 18 when he dropped out of high school and sort of bent the truth to enlist in the military during World War II. At the time, a parent had to give you permission, or you had to be 21 to enlist. His niece, Diane Erickson, who's from Forest Lake, said he asked his mom for permission to join the military, and she said no. So he went to his dad, and he said, Mom said it was okay, and so Dad signed the form. 1943. He was serving as the tail gunner of an Air Force aircraft that was hit by enemy fire. It crashed just north of Bucharest, Romania. When 2017... the Defense Department began unburying remains that were believed to be associated with the unknown airmen from that operation. And on July 8th of this summer, his remains were accounted for. Isn't it incredible? They used anthropological, dental, Y chromosome DNA, mitochondrial DNA. We finally had closure, says his niece. I never knew him. But it's such an honor to be a part of this and welcome him back home. His youngest sister, the only survivor. Story sounds like a Dateline NBC episode. We know that true crime is always a hot genre in the podcast world, but seeing an old TV news show killing it on the pods? New York Times reporting on the pivot to podcast for Dateline. Churning out several original series a year, all have been hits. Twice a week, Dateline opens its vault and turns old TV segments into podcasts. On any given day, the Dateline podcast is usually among the top five on Apple's charts. It's just the voiceovers are so good. True crime. He's a murderer. Or is he? Oh, it's met its moment. Listeners have downloaded Dateline podcast nearly 800 million times. Last year, the show beat out ESPN, Barstool, Crooked Media. Pretty interesting stuff. They've had to learn how to repurpose those TV stories into podcasts, but true crime, our appetite for that stuff, just insatiable. 518, that's the D Rush Hour news headlines here on CCO. We are going to come back with this program, paying off a debt. We are paying off a debt to one of our guests who only comes on during bad news. We have invited her on good news, a good day for the Dow. And we'll talk to Jean Bay in just a minute on CCO. Sometimes there are experts we call on to explain why the world feels like it's falling apart around us. Maybe this is just because of my long career in news. You know, I know you people think that all we want to do in the news is bad news, negative news. But the reality is, when things go wrong, that's usually newsworthy. You expect and want things to go right. When things go wrong, you want to know why. And Jean Bay often comes on to explain why the economy is going in the crapper. Well, Dr. Jean Bay from Augsburg is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Because, Jean, the last time you were on, you said that it would be nice if we called you when there was good news for a change.
That's correct. That's correct.
And now this is what you get. We really did call you when something good happened today. So sorry you're going to be late for your dinner reservation or whatever was going on tonight, but this is your own fault.
It is my own fault, as are many things in my life, but that's okay.
The Dow up 765 points, about 2.7%, biggest gain since mid-July. Happy days are here again. Are we set? Things are good to go. We can stop worrying about inflation.
No, actually.
No, but what happened today? Why did things go so well?
Well, I think the market always iterates, too far one direction or the other. And you probably saw that one of the issues affecting the market is the rise in the interest rates. And the UN said that called on all the central banks to stop raising interest rates. So I think that that's part of it, right?
Right.
I mean, the reality is that while the stock market is up today, it's down 17% since January. And if you look at the news about whether it's going to go up or down, in fact, one of the things that we always tell people is you should have asset allocation. You shouldn't have all your money in, you know, high-flying tech stocks. You should have it balanced. But the reality is, just like in the last great recession, everything is down. Bonds are down. Stocks are down. You know, Bitcoin is down. Everything is down, right?
Right.
And that leaves people very uncertain. And I don't think that happy days are here again. I don't. Right. I think that we're in for dangerous times.
Is this that is really the bigger takeaway for you, that we are in this very volatile market phase?
Yeah, because the issue is that what's going to happen to inflation? So one of the issues is that consumers have pulled back. Well, of course they have to pull back, because as we talked last time, if they were trying to buy the same market basket of goods with today's prices, they'd have to spend $450 more per month. And as we move into winter, energy prices are likely to go up everywhere, not just here, but in the world.
Right.
And if we think about where we sell our goods, well, we would like to sell them to Europe because that's a high income area. And if you think energy prices are bad here, they're worse over there.
We are seeing manufacturing, that sector is starting to slow down, which might be a sign that already the increased rate hikes are having a bit of an effect, right? That the economy is slowing. If the manufacturers are slowing down a bit, that logically seems like the front end of the process, right?
Yes, and you know, economists pay attention to two industries very carefully. They pay attention to housing and autos, because for most people, those are their biggest purchases.
Right.
And interest rates are a complementary good. So as we talked, right,
yeah,
which a house you could afford at 3% mortgage, you might not be able to afford at 6%. And so you find at this point, builders are trying to sell unfinished inventory to investors to serve as rental homes. I think there's real questions about what's going to happen for both autos and houses.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, the auto industry has been dealing with this very tight supply, and I guess the housing industry to a similar degree, right? Dealing with not enough supply out there. But now with the interest rate changing how much people can afford, you wonder, you're like, all right, how's this going to shake out?
Yes. And, you know, you saw that Tesla went down. And one of the issues for Tesla was that they produced more cars, but they weren't selling more cars. Right.
Right.
And so I think it's an issue overall. And for housing, it's that starter home. How do young people get started on a starter home with the prices the way they are and the low inventory?
Right.
That, I think, is a real concern.
Yeah,
I'm still not that positive.
I know. This turned the wrong way. Today, though, maybe if you own just a giant amount of all but Johnson & Johnson, all of the other Dow stocks went up. That's good. That's fun.
It's good. We just have a long way to go back up. That's my main issue, right?
It's true.
And, you know, the social psychology is that down hurts twice as much as up.
Yes.
We went a long way down.
It's 100% true. Jean Bay, thanks for spending some time with us. Be careful what you wish for next time on this show.
I know. I'll try. Thank you, though.
Thanks, Jean. It is 529. We are going to take a break. We're going to talk Vikings. We're going to talk Gophers. Plus, the biggest scandal in the sporting world involves fishing. Dave Schwartz joins us next on Drive Time.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.536 on a Monday, Minnesota Vikings number one in the NFC North, baby. No, it doesn't. That's not how we feel, Dave Schwartz.
I mean, thanks to physics, right?
I mean,
if
we
watched that field goal. Oh, man.
That was amazing. I was watching. I mean, we were up early. The 15-year-old was like, we're watching. My 15-year-old loves Britain. He loves the Premier League. He loves what he calls the real football. Some very attentive listeners might recognize a bit we did last week with a caller, quote-unquote, from England, quote-unquote, who may have been my 15-year-old.
You're saying that wasn't Nigel Hickenbottom?
It may have been Sam DeRussia, who insisted we get up and watch what was an entertaining game. For if you just like watching nonsense, right?
Well, the irony of it is that if you love to watch soccer and you love kicking, you probably loved that game. There were a lot of field goals, so he probably loved it.
Well, our greatest offensive move was a pass interference play that seemed to be the most successful ball movement we had.
Yeah.
We
it's a head scratcher.
It is a head scratcher, but here we are 3-1, and what are your thoughts on this Monday after?
Well, it's a lot. You know, it's 2 inches the other way, and we're having a very different conversation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I probably watched that field goal 4 or 5 times from all the different angles, and going, holy cow! If the nose of that football on the way down doesn't hit that where it does, it bounces over and in, and they just lost to a Saints team who was without their starting running back, and without their best wide receiver. And with Andy Dalton playing quarterback. I mean, this was not a good Saints team.
Dalton looked pretty good. He was carving. He had a lot of time. We certainly weren't sending much pressure at him.
Anyone who's ever put Andy Dalton on their fantasy team knows he looks great some games and then he looks horrible others if you've had him. But you're right. Where is this pass rush? What happened to Danielle Hunter, a guy who at one point in his career was going to be the fastest to a certain number of sacks and literally couldn't be stopped? And now all of a sudden, when he has a guy on the other side who is an amazing, Za'Darius Smith's been an amazing pass rusher. And all of a sudden now he can't get free. And so that's, you know, you're talking about what I take away is the fact that this defense look significantly different than they did, I'll say earlier in the season, because they didn't look that great against Philly either.
Right.
Kirk Cousins has taken a couple steps back, and I think you're right. The best thing they had going for him were a couple of pass interference calls that moved him down the field.
I mean, obviously the missed extra point was brutal, but our field goal kicker provided most of the points in the game. So I don't know. I don't know how you can feel about it, you know?
And it's oh so expected, right? Like at this point, don't we always expect that that a kicker who kicks for Minnesota is going to miss one?
You're going to miss one.
Or maybe two. It's just a matter of where in the game it happens.
Right. He missed the right one. It would have been
Yes, correct. Yes,
he missed the right one. I mean, that if that double doink hadn't have happened, it would have been a tie. We would have, and we as a Vikings fan, I will be defeatist and say we probably would have lost.
On some right, I mean, play, like a fumble on a kickoff. Or Yes, I'm with you 100%.
But instead, we win, and here we are. We're 3-1, and I will say I am concerned about the fact that the Saints appeared to be sending only, you know, our offensive line was looking pretty good. And then on Sunday, the Saints were only sending a four-man rush most of the time. And they were just getting to Kirk Cousins time and time again.
Yeah, quite a bit. I don't think Christian Darrisaw is going to have a lot of great happiness and affinity for London.
Yeah.
Because it did not treat him well at all. And that line does look porous. And we know that when Kirk Cousins has some pressure, you know, everybody knows he's going to check down or he's probably going to take the sack. And unless you can give him a little more time, and Kirk sometimes needs more time than other quarterbacks. You know, right. He's not Patrick Mahomes and, you know, where he can get the ball out so quickly. He needs the time. And if you can't give him that, then it's going to be trouble. And that's exactly, you know, that's exactly why we saw what we saw on Sunday.
Talking with Dave Schwartz, you can hear him on The Huddle this Sunday, 10 to noon. What happened to the Gophers? They're out of the top 25, as we would have expected. But Purdue...
Which is so...
Yeah.
You know what? And I'll feed into every Minnesota fan's... you know, rumors and feeling that I feel like we shouldn't maybe be out of the top 25 completely, right? I mean, I was looking at other receiving votes. Minnesota got 14. Maryland had more. How does that happen?
25 votes for Maryland.
For Maryland. Yeah. I mean, they've beaten nobody, just like the, you know, but whatever.
Right.
You know, they're always looking
it's just
for a
poll
to kick us
it's
out.
Just the AP, you know. What do they know?
Please. That'll get us in trouble. You know what? The Gophers became one-dimensional, and that's the way you lose football games. And unfortunately, when Mo Ibrahim is not back there, it's a very different football team. And
there's no run. You have no threat of the run, and then it's over.
Yep. And then there's no threat of the pass. Yeah. Because Tanner Morgan said it. He didn't play his best game. But that's also not on him because the offensive line didn't play very well either. I mean, you look at the other two running backs that were in there, they couldn't even get free very much. So, you know, like a lot of football games, it always starts in the trenches and then goes from there. And unfortunately, if you can't win the line of scrimmage, it's going to really be hard to win a football game at any level for that matter, college football or pro.
Gophers' next opponent is?
They have Illinois next, I believe.
Illinois is next. Yeah.
Is that right? They have a bye week here.
They do have a bye week, so they can rest up until, October 15th is the next game at Illinois.
Who just beat Wisconsin.
Now, Wisconsin,
by the way.
So do Gopher fans take some comfort in the fact that Wisconsin seems to be a bit of a train wreck? Does that help us? Does that help?
I mean, I'll say always because we always are happy when Wisconsin doesn't do as well. But
better dead than red, you know. I mean, that's how it goes.
That is true. That is the saying.
I'm a Marquette kid, so like we didn't have a lot of love for Madison. I'll say that much.
Well, and Paul Christ is kind of both, right? I mean, he's no longer red, but at least he's out. He's out there. But you know, don't
was
cry
he
for
fired
him,
too gonna... soon? Though I mean, his overall career record,
yes,
is very good. Like he got canned pretty fast here.
I think it seemed like a bit of a knee-jerk reaction to me.
The team's 2-3. I mean,
yes. And Bielema came in and beat them. And Bielema used to coach it at Wisconsin.
Is
so
that
that's
it?
Probably
is
one of the reasons
yes.
why they got upset.
I mean, that's
they owe them quite a bit of money now, though.
$16.4 million, although this is supposedly the athletic director's like, it'll be less than that. Well, we'll see. Public institution, so we'll find out what it really is. But
yeah, and
it
they
seems
have an interim
like a
coach
li-
they probably feel good about.
Yes, yes. But it seems like a little bit of it. Well, this is where we are in college sports right now. Like, it happens fast. You don't get a lot of time to try to right the ship.
No, and with the way recruiting is, you know, thanks to the portal too, you know, you don't have time to sit through a number of seasons to get the good kids. It used to be you'd just get, you know, you'd go recruit a kid, you'd have him for 4 years. But if you lose a season, you could not. Now you're talking about losing players coming in and maybe even some players going out because of the transfer portal.
Right.
So you don't have time to be bad for a long time.
All right. Dave Schwartz is with us. Dave is an established fisherman. And so I want to get your thoughts on the biggest scandal rocking the world of sports, competitive fishing, the cheating. Just astonishing stuff. We'll talk about it with Dave in just a minute on our Monday Sports Roundup here on Drive Time with DeRusha. Dave Schwartz is with us. You can listen to Dave on The Huddle Sunday at 10 until noon. Dave, this fishing story was just absolutely captivating this weekend. This competition in Cleveland, these fishermen bring up five walleye. And put them on a scale, and it's almost 34 pounds. Those are some heavy walleye, right?
That's obscene, yes.
You would have been suspicious if you saw 34 pounds for five fish. That's almost 7 pounds of fish.
That is, and I've been looking at the pictures, and any fisherman knows that you can usually tell, especially if you're an avid fisherman, you can usually guess it within a pound, couple ounces, maybe a pound, right? A really good fisherman could literally sit there and say to you, you know what, that walleye or that bass, that's a 4-pounder. And you look at the fish, they certainly don't look like, what did they say, seven pounds a piece?
Yeah, it was almost 34 pounds, so yeah, close to 7 pounds of crack.
I'm amazed that they thought they could get away with it, especially in a sport like fishing where there's so many eyes. I mean, you're talking about sport where, you know, you're at my spot. If you're close to me while I'm fishing, I want to know you're there.
And this is big money at stake. I think some people might have seen this video like circulating this weekend because you see the tournament director of the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Fishing Tournament, this guy, Jason Fisher, who slices open one of the walleye. But before he did it, he kind of ran his hand over it and felt wrong. Just the absolute cojones to shove weights into walleye in a fishing tournament is unbelievable to me.
It's the prize was $28,760 is what they were going to take home.
Pretty good. Pretty good money. Yeah.
It is good money, and you'd think maybe you'd be a little smarter at least than, you know, putting these giant lead weights in there because you could feel that.
Well, they did put some other fillets in there as well. But you're like, at least.
Yeah, he had his wallet in there. His car keys were in there. I'm just saving them for later, and I swear I wasn't cheating. I mean, at least come up with a story. No, that's really awful. It is, and it's. These fishing tournaments, you know, I read the article and it's true. They take a lot to put on.
Oh, yeah.
And fishing's not a cheap sport because you got to have the best, you know,
boats, the equipment,
and gear, and all that stuff. And so for someone to come in and cheat by especially doing something as really awful as.
I mean, there were nine of these giant lead weights in the picture they posted of the, you know, plus 4 or 5 fillets of fish in there. I mean, at least put something believable.
I mean, were those other did they bring the fillets with them?
Yeah, they probably had fillets with
fillets.
It was like a fillet of fish from
McDonald's. Wrappers were still on there. Yeah. That's what the dead giveaway was.
That was the key. It smelled like a cheeseburger.
Just amazing, and it makes you.
It really is.
You wonder if they cheated like in a less ballsy way earlier, or is this just their MO? These people.
So
but
I was
they like
looking
were sponsored and they're like a big sort of a big deal, right?
I was following the story a little bit through social media, and it seemed like these two guys were thought to be cheaters. Like, this is not the first time they tried this. And you got to think that if they're smart enough, I guess, to try to stuff some fish in there in addition to, you know, barbells,
right?
That maybe they'd tried something else in the past that didn't work.
I thought the other competitors were going to kill these guys. I mean, when you hear the screaming and the rage, like, people were so mad. Understandably.
They had
they
had to be escorted out.
Yeah. Oof. Well,
it's big money. That's a smaller time fishing tournament too. You know, that's the Lake Erie Walleye Trail. That's not like a Bassmasters or one of those where you really win some big money. So
yeah, some of these are
to do it there,
a couple hundred thousand dollar prize money, right?
Yeah. I guess they figured that was the easiest place to get away with it.
Did not work. Just amazing. It's a funny video. seeing it is very funny, but you understand why people took it. Who knew? I mean, cheaters are everywhere, I guess. What can you do?
Especially when you bring money into it.
For sure. Dave, thank you. This was fun. I appreciate it. We'll listen
Always
to you next.
Always a pleasure, Jason. Thanks for plugging my show.
Next Sunday at 10. I plugged it 3 or 4 times for you. You didn't have to do it
more
yourself.
Than I did.
That's how I say thank you. It's my love language. Free plugs.
I appreciate that.
Dave
Thanks,
Schwartz.
Buddy.
Check him out on Sunday. Up next, Henry Lake is going to guide you to Twins pregame. Couple games to go left in this 2022 season. They're in Chicago.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.